Dalet Adar, Monday the 23rd of February, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, Tzedakah, privilege or not?
In this week's parasha that we just had, Parashas Truma, the Pasuk says, Davar b'nei Yisroel v'yichol li Truma, Rashi says, li lishmi. The stipler used to always say on this Rashi, what's the pshat li lishmi? So he says, the stipler pshat zazoi. You have people that go around collecting stock up. So often if it's a v'chosh v'yid, it's very difficult to say no, it's difficult. Imagine a Moshe Rabbeinu comes knocking on your door to say, please give us stock up at the Mishkan. It's very difficult to refuse Moshe Rabbeinu. So the stipler, the pshat, is Rashi is coming to teach us, li lishmi. Stock is not for any other purpose except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person gives stocker, he's giving it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do so, not because of the actual cause, not because of who he is that's collecting. Stocker is lishma for the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Maritik Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban writes as follows, that a person has to train himself to realize that when he gives away certain chalokim of his money, he's not giving away some of his money. So the Ramban, we have to train ourselves that stocker is an opportunity that we have to give to other people, to give of ourselves to other people. The Beis Halevi in this week's parasha and parashas Truma, famous moshel, everybody knows the moshel, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi writes that it's like a big jar, a big glass jar, and inside this glass jar, right in the bottom, you've got a little cube of sugar. And there's a fly that's somehow found its way into the jar. And this fly is nibbling away at this sugar, slowly but surely, eating up the sugar. And the fly is the happiest person in the world. This is unbelievable. Look what I have. I have a whole cube of sugar for myself. Nobody's trying to take it away from me. And the Beis Halevi writes that if we look at what's going on from the outside, you know, he looks on the inside, he thinks, wow, this is great. But if you look from the outside, we say, what a shame, you're stuck there forever, you'll never take the sugar with you. It's geschmack, it's exciting, it's nice. But if you do whatever you have to do to make it, for it to be nice and geschmack, it only stays that way. You can't take it with you. So the Beis Halevi, that's Pshat and Stocker. The Pshat and Stocker is what the Beis Halevi is. If you want to take something with you, if you want your money to have an everlasting, lasting impression, says the Gemara in many, many places, is that's what a person has to do with his money. There's a pasuk enough, the pasuk, and we're going to go through the pasuk, but the Al Shech HaKadosh explains Pshat like this. The Al Shech HaKadosh explains that the lev, the heart, is the melech kolei vorim. The heart is what pumps the blood into the entire body. And the blood comes from one place, goes into the heart, and gets pumped out. And the Maisa, everyone realizes that the heart is not something that understands that, oh, this is my blood. It realizes this is the blood that was given to me to pump out to the rest of the body. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh, the same thing with money. That we have to realize when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us whatever he gives us, it's poshut like that heart with the melech kol eivorim. We're here to pump out to the rest of Klal Yisrael, to the rest of our guf, to understand that we're giving poshut to the rest of our guf, and it's not going to waste, and it's not going to waste in any other way. Shlomo HaMelech says, matan odom yirchav loy, that a person's gifts expand him. What does that mean? Explain the Mephorosh and the Al Shech HaKadosh and others. He says, a modik a moshel. He says, like a funnel. If you have a funnel, so at the top it's nice and wide, and eventually it goes lower and lower, it gets very, very narrow in the bottom. And he explains as follows. He says, imagine if a person is doing something, he's putting wine, he's putting whatever it is, sipping flour, whatever's going through that funnel. And imagine if you would make the spout right at the bottom narrower and narrower. So what happens is that it's obviously going to cause a little bit of traffic above the line over there. It's going to cause the flour, the wine, whatever it is, to go down slower and slower until eventually it's going to overspill and all the wine and flour is going to go to waste. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh Pshat in this pasuk is as follows. A man's presence, a man's gifts widen him. Because if a person narrows his gifts that he gives out to other people, it causes traffic above. And if it causes traffic above, what's going to happen is that everything is going to overspill and go to waste. Now, if a person makes the spout on the bottom nice and wide and is able to give with a good lathe, whatever it may be, so then it doesn't cause the on top over there to have any problems and everything goes down and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it more and gives it more and gives it more because it's all going to the right place. As Zoe brings the Al Shech HaKadosh. There was a Maisa once with the sons of Rav. The sons of Rav was once sitting Leil HaSeder. You can imagine by the sons of Rav what was going on over there. The biggest chassidim, the biggest supporters, some of the richest men of the whole community were sitting right next to the Rebbe Leil HaSeder. And during the benching of Leila Seder, the night of Pesach, so the sons of Rav, when he came to this man benching, so he said, matnas bosav v'dom. And the sons of Rav said it with such an enthusiasm, such a geschmack, as if to say, you know, we shouldn't come on to people's gifts and stockings and whatever. So there was a fellow over there that sat next to him, one of his very, very wealthy supporters that literally supported him. And this rich man commented, you know, a little bit loud maybe, and said, oh, you'd do better without my contribution, wouldn't you? So the sons of Rav, after benching, said to him as follows, he said like this, he said, why does it say, boss of the dom? We shouldn't come to the matana of a boss of a dom. Why doesn't it say, odom? Why doesn't it say, ish? What's boss of a dom? Says the sons of Rav like this. The pshat in the benching is like this. That a person sometimes gives, he puts his hand in his pocket and he gives. Wonderful. But there are certain people, when you ask them to put their hand in their pocket, they're giving their chelik of their boss of a dog. They're giving a chelik of their blood. And that, says the sons of Rav, is something that I don't want. That's what the benching is telling us. Lo yudei matnas boss of a dog. We shouldn't ever have to ask someone who's own flesh and blood. A person has to instill in himself the love for giving, the love for helping other people, v'choli v'choli. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tes. The Gemara says like this, Omer Rav Chanina, all of our stockers are like a beggar, they're like a woven garment. The question the Mephoshim, the Rishonim asked is, why is it that this mitzvah of stocker is compared to a beged more than any other mitzvah? Every mitzvah is wonderful, every mitzvah is great. Why is it that stocker is compared to a coat? So the Maaseh of the Maharal explains as follows. The Maharal explains that every mitzvah is wonderful. Person puts on tefillin this morning, he puts on tefillin tomorrow, he wears tzitzis, he makes a bracha, he benches, all of these are wonderful. But when it comes to tzedakah, says the Maharal, it's very different to many other mitzvahs. And that is as follows, that every single act of tzedakah that a person does is another thread in a weave in a garment. And therefore, every act of tzedakah adds and adds and adds and adds until eventually he's woven himself in Olam Haba, the most beautiful garment that eventually he'll be wearing ad Netzach Netzachim. Says the Maharal, that's Pshat in the post, in Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says a beged kol tzikoseinu. That this beged that we're weaving, every single thread is choshev, and every penny that we give is choshev, however little it is, whatever it is, it's all choshev, and it's all another thread in the weave of the garment. One last thing before we start the halachas. The Balatanya in the Geirus HaTshuva writes a tremendous thing. Very, very scary. He actually writes that and nowadays, Ikvot of the Mashiach, now we're holding by this man right before Mashiach, says the Balatanya, the Ikka Avodas Hashem that we have is Stocker. And he says, aye, the Gemara Kama Mekoymas is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That Torah is more than everything, so how can it be? So he says a very scary thing. He says that was talking about a generation where they were immersed in Torah, where Torah was their whole life, was their blood, was their veins, was everything. We're not holding on that madriga, says the Balatanya. We're not holding on that level. We haven't got that sort of emunah and betochen. And therefore, said the Balatanya, our avoidas Hashem, the ikka avoidas Hashem, says the Balatanya, now be'ikvas to the Mashiach, is the inyan of stocker, which is so choshev. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud in Hilchot Stocker that we are chayiv to be careful in the mitzvah of tzedakah more than any other mitzvahs asay. So you state in the Rambam. First Rambam, you're chayiv to be careful in this mitzvah. So I always say, you know, we're busy, Baruch Hashem now, it's coming up to Purim, so people are busy with Yom HaTonis of Yonim, Shlachmonos, the themes, the this, the that, comes to Pesach with the cleaning, comes to Pesach with the Bedikas HaChom, it's all the sorts of things. This is a mitzvah, says the Rambam, that is more careful than any other mitzvahs asay in the Torah. So you state in the Rambam. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basu Daf Testament Beis, Gedolet Stocker Yosem Mikol HaKorbonus V'Zoyche Lebonim Talmidei Chachomim Balei Oishe V'Kovoit. It's an unbelievable thing. The Chofetz Chaim, when he writes about Stocker, says that people are running around the world looking for this skula, for this tzaddik rebbe, bracha from this rebbe, from this tzaddik. It's a wonderful thing. But here Chazal are telling us you want a gevaldige bracha to have children that are bonim talmidei chachomim, balei oishe v'kovoid, bigger than all the korbonis. You don't have to look far. It's right over here on Stocker. And that being the Gemara Mefurish in Baba Basra. Rav Chaim Zatzal always used to say the Medrash and Shir HaShirim Perikei that says Pesach she'ena basurach mitzdoka basurach l'roifa. So the Medrash and Rav Chaim used to say that a door is closed to people who need money for aniyim is always going to be open to the doctor. That's what the Medrash brings down. Rav Chaim always used to say it. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Yeridea, in Hilchot Staka, that there is no ra that ever comes from giving staka. It's not shy for any bad to ever come to a person when he gives staka. Asks the Prisha, what does that mean? Every mitzvah should be that way. So he says, interestingly, he says that it could be, a person's walking to shul, it's freezing cold, it's windy, it's this, it's that, and the other, and he comes to shul, and he caught a cold, right? It's shy for bad to come to a person when he's doing the mitzvah. It's possible. When it comes to tztaka, says the Prisha, pshat and shulchan aruch in Yerideya, is it can't be. It's not shy and mitzias for any bad ever to come to a person when he is giving tztaka. Who's chayav to give tztaka? Let's explain a couple of halachas which are negei and will maybe come to an interesting halacha of maisa of what to do in shul, what to do in certain situations when it comes to tztaka. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows in Yerideisim and Reishim Ches. Kol Odom chayav litein tztaka filu oni mispalis minet tztaka. There's no one that's parted from this mitzvah. The biggest oni who himself, he's also getting from tztaka, he's also chayav to give tztaka. Everyone's chayav to give tztaka. Both men, both women, as they state in Chinuch Tofa in Tess in the mitzvah over there, that everyone is chayav. Everyone is chayav. Now obviously when it comes to Noshim obviously can't give a big, wonderful donation without Rishus of the husband. The Yeruch HaShulchan over here in Hilchus Purim actually, in Tofet Tzadi Dalad, writes that it could be pshadis as follows. Could be the pshadis by Matonis Levyonim, for example. Everyone knows when it comes to Purim, you have to give Matonis Levyonim. What about your wife? Do women have to give Matonis Levyonim? So Yeruch HaShulchan says, Ishtei Kegufay. And therefore Ishtei Kegufay tells me, just like everything else happens when you make Amoitzi and everything else that goes on by the Chanukah Neiris and everything, she's Yotze with that. So she's Yotze Matonis Levyonim with her husband giving it as well. Good, Yeruch HaShulchan. However, the Magen Avraham, Tofet Tzadi Hei, the Mishnah over there also, says no, we machme, and a woman should give the Matonis Levyonim on her own, and therefore they want to tie in the same thing with Stoker as well. Good, could be that a woman is potter from Stoker because she gives machmas her husband, Ishtei Kegufay, but the Maisa, a person should be machme, and a woman should actually give Stoker. Obviously not a big donation without the rishus of the husband. Children, the Prima Godim also over here in Hilchos Purim Tofet Tzadi Hei, the Prima Godim writes there's an inyan to mechanech the children to give tztaka. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal said he always loved the minig of people that give their kids the money to give out to someone that's coming to collect. It shows the kids the chinuch of what it means to give something that belongs to them to somebody else, and therefore it's a wonderful thing for a person to mechanech his children in such a way. Now the obvious shaila over here is, we're dealing with a wonderful mitzvah. We're dealing with a mitzvah again like the Rambam said to be zor in this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah. It's unbelievable. So where's the bracha? Simple question. The Rishonim asked the kasha, the Rash with Abu Drah, the Rishonim are busy with this kasha of where is the bracha for the mitzvah of tztaka. So there's a Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Matnas Aniyim, also in brachas as well, that the Rambam writes that every mitzvah asay, that is, ben odom lemokoim, you have to make a bracha. As I state in Rambam. Says the Keser Mishnah, Medayi from Lashon HaRambam, says ben odom lemokoim, you have to make a bracha. What about ben odom lechaveir, right? Says the Rambam, when it comes to ben odom lechaveir, kegoin, says the Rambam, Keser Mishnah, tztaka, it's ben odom lechaveir, there's no shir, there's no gvul, and therefore we cannot make a bracha on something that doesn't have a shir. For example, in Hilchos Purim, we know there's no bracha on shlachmonis. Why is there no bracha on shlachmonis? Posh it. Imagine you walked up to a person with, you know, and then you're spending 2 weeks on this wonderful gift, and you walk into him and you say, 1 minute, it spawns it a little bit. You're trying to show the friendship, you're trying to show I'm doing it because I like you, and whatever it is, not because of machmas the mitzvah. And therefore it takes away slightly from the mitzvah when a person makes a bracha on that mitzvah.
What bracha do you make?
What bracha would you make?
Do you? We don't make a
bracha. Sure we do. On talis, on tzitzis. It's not Madonna Chabev, it's all between us and the Rebbeinu Shalaylam.
It's mitzvahs, that's not stoker.
I understand, but every other mitzvah normally that we do, that's not ben adam chaver, that's between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom, like shaking a lulav, we get no hanah from it, it's not for any other purpose except for the Rebbeinu Shalom told us to do so, we make a bracha, so we can make a bracha over here, our mitzvah tztaka, wonderful mitzvah.
We don't,
because it's ben adam lechaver, that's the reason, that's the kesef mishnah chat in the Rambam, that's reason number one. Reason number two, there's better of four reasons. Reason number two, the Rashba, the Avodram want to say poshut, because you can't make a bracha, it's tolling somebody else. Imagine if you give him something, he says, you know, I don't want to accept it for whatever reason, it's too big, it's too small, halavai. Right? So what would be such a case over there? You can't make a bracha, because maybe I'm afraid he's not going to accept it, and if he made the bracha, levatala. Reason number three that they bring down is there's a kilkul involved over here. When a person gives tztaka, he's giving it because never somebody else needs it. To make a bracha, Nachman, somebody else's kilkel, that's not very, very nice. Rabbi Nachman Mendel from Rimenov once said, chat one time, well, you can't make stock over here, it's, you can't make a brochon stock. He said, it's such a difficult mitzvah to do with a simcha, with a tuvlev, like the Lashon of the Chinuch is, to do the mitzvah in such a wonderful way is very, very difficult, and therefore, because of that, it's very hard to make a brocha. Now, there is another side to the coin, and that is wonderful mitzvah, tremendous schar, a wonderful chinuch, and everything else. On the other side of the coin, however, if a person is not mekayim the mitzvah, then he's over nasei, and this, unfortunately, is something that's very, very negeya. You know, here, Baruch Hashem, around the world, come to Eretz Yisrael, it's even more so than that. And that is, you have people collecting left, right, and center, whether it's during davening, whether it's during learning, whether it's during work, whether it's afters, at night, and Sundays, Motzei Shabbos, all over the place. Now, there's a major shayla over here. The shayla is, the Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah, Lo Sa'amitz Es Lavovcha, Lo Sikbois Es Yodcha, V'cholei. The Pasuk tells us, and it's a lav in the Torah, that a person has to be very, very careful not to withhold money from someone that needs it. Someone comes collecting, and you say, no, for whatever reason, we'll get to Halacha L'maisa in a moment, there's a Shaila being over on a lav. It's very, very, very serious. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna in Hilkas Matnas Anim explains Pshat in this Pasuk. And he says like this, a few things. Number one, he says, only if the Oni himself comes to you and asks you for money and you refuse him, then you're over. If the Gabbai Hatzdaka comes, right, if someone comes collecting, you know, for the beneficial of everyone else or whatever it may be, so then in Achanam you're not going to have a problem of being over. It's only if the Oni himself comes. That's number one. Number two, only if he asks. If he doesn't come to ask you, then it's okay. If he goes around the shul and he misses you out, then you weren't over in such a case because he never came to ask me. But if he comes to ask me and I say no, then obviously I have a chiyuv to give him. There's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person doesn't give stocker, when he's meant to give stocker, he refuses someone from stocker, the Gemara says a very, very, very stark loshen. As ki'ilu oved avoyde zora. What does such a loshen mean? So Rabbi Chonon has a pshat in Kovit Shu'urim, Baba Basra's Tim and Nunana. Rabbi Chonon says the following pshat. Such a wonderful pshat in this Gemara. Again, the Gemara says a person that refuses people from stocker is ki'ilu oved avoyde zora. What is the connection between not giving stocker and being oved avoyde zora? Says Rabbi Chonon pshat is like this in Kovit Shu'urim. So Rabbi Chonon says pshat, that when a person is worshipping idols, he has this statue, he has this piece of stone, or metal, whatever it's made from, and he's worshipping, and he thinks that this is what's giving him whatever he needs in this world, and he's happy to rely everything on this piece of stone, this piece of wood, so he's worshipping idols. When a person has money, and he has a coin in his pocket, and he refuses to give it to somebody else because he thinks, well, I need it, I can't give it to somebody else, so you're putting your trust and your betoch and your munah in what? In a pound coin. And therefore, says Rabbi Chonon, that's plain in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that you're over the avodah zorah because it's doimeh, because you're putting your koichas, you're putting your munah into something that's only made of metal, that's something that's made of stone. And therefore, a person has to be very, very careful not to be over. Now, the Maisa, when is it negeya? Lach the Maisa. When are we over on such a thing? I mean, there's people that are collecting left, right, and center. The post can deal with the shayla. What happens if a person gets a letter to his house? And it gets addressed to him, and you open it up, and there it is. I mean, you know, I don't know what happens over here, but in the chutzlars, we get this mamish all over the place. You're getting letters the whole time. People are coming in with envelopes, you know, with pictures, and the more blood and the more tears they put on the picture, it gets more gishmak and more graphical and everything else. That's what they're doing. I have a chiv every single time I get something in the post. So Rav Eliashiv said, when it comes in the post, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not, again, it's a wonderful thing to give, but you're not over on the lav when you don't give. Rav Shlomo Zalman was more machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman had, I heard from Rav Zio, from his son. Now, it depends. If it's addressed to you, so they've asked you for it, it's come to your hand, how can you get rid of it? Whereas if it just comes, you know, in the post and they're just giving it out to the whole world without anybody's personalized name on it, so then obviously it was more Makel, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is Makel and Gansen, that you don't have to be worried about it, Bachar. But again, it's a wonderful thing to do. Another example is you meet an Oni in the street. What do you do, for example, in shul? Let's take a case of a shul. Let's say, for example, even more than that, you go to a minion factory. Imagine you go to a minion factory, right? So you go to Dav HaMincha. You Dav HaMincha, the Oni goes around, he's asking for stocker, so you give him whatever you give him. And then you go to the next room to Dav HaMariv, and the same Oni comes to you again, because he didn't see you before, he didn't know it was you, whatever it was, and he comes again to ask you. I mean, you have the case, they stand outside shul sometimes, right? You walk in and you walk out. Like, how many times do you have to give this fellow? You see him every time, he puts his hand out, right? So like in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Purim, so all the kids, all the Cheder kids, know exactly what the Lachat, Mamish Merit, maybe they do it here, I don't know. But I've seen in Eretz Yisrael, where the kids walk around quoting the Shulchan Aruch. that says you have a chiyuv to give me because it's Purim. You know, you have to. And every single patient, yaday naislinai. And the kids walk around that you have to give me every single time. So, you know, what do? We put in, you know, a whole pile of tenagarots in our pocket and we give them a shabbat puta every single time. But they walk around with this thing. So, here the anima walking around shul. And every single time they're coming up to you, or, you know, they come out of the taxi and then this one goes that way and that, you know, the whole lambda. So, this one goes that way and that one goes that way and then they meet somewhere in the middle and then sometimes, you know, they repeat, or whatever it could be. Like, how many times do you have to give this person? So it's interesting, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down that he asked his father, the stipler, what does he do in such a case? So the stipler said as follows, that when he was in Vilna, he asked Reb Chaim Oizer what to do in such a case. He said to Reb Chaim Oizer, he said, you know, the anim over here in Vilna is mamish unbelievable. I'm going to spend the whole day giving them, how can I do this? So Reb Chaim Oizer answered as follows, and he said that when I was a Rav in a small town, so I used to say shalom to everybody, it was easy, I used to say shalom on the way to shul. He said, when I came to Vilna to become the Merida Asa, the Rav of Vilna, so it was difficult. If I would say shalom to every single person, I would never get to Shachris. And therefore I stopped. That was his teretz to the stipler. The teretz is, the halacha lemaisa, paskin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're mechoyev to give him once. Once you've seen him, once you've given him, he comes back again. You're not you can, but you're not mechoyev, and you're not over on the issa if you don't give him. Whereas if he comes the next day, the same person, with the same request, and he comes again the next day, then yeah, you have a chiyuv. Because he knows he's been to the shul, and he's coming again to get another donation, and therefore, lemaisa, a person has to give him in such a case. Afilu Meirpon, the Peleot brings as well, but again, they're talking about a case where he's coming day after day, he's coming in a situation where you know that here, he doesn't know that he came to you. If he knew he came to you, he would say, oh, sorry, I come to you already, I don't have to come again. He just doesn't realize, and therefore it's not Nichlan in Afilu Meirpon. They bring down such a case over there. Now, the interesting shayla over here is, for the few minutes that we have left, is the Tzuras HaNesina. There's a Machloikis Rishonim. How do you give stocker? And there's all shyness, for example, if a person has to stand up, the Peleot brings a medrash, Motik a medrash, that the medrash says that every oni that walks around collecting money, the Ribbono Shel Olam Kvodei V'Atzmo is standing next to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyochol is going around collecting with him. So there's many people, the tzaddikim, that used to stand up and only went past them because he's standing up for the Shechina. So therefore there's an inyan, and Avraham brings it in Siman Nun Beis, that a person meant to stand up, a person meant to give with his right hand. There's many, many halachas that are actually tied to the inyan of stocker. But the ma'aser, without going into those, there's a machlokes rishonim. Is the nesina the actual mitzvah of giving tzedakah? And it's a nice thing to be smiling, and it's a nice thing to say to him thank you or whatever it may be. Or is it a chelik of the mitzvah? You look in the Rambam in Hilchot Tzedakah writes clearly: you give him the tzedakah and be nice about it. Kino, it's a nice thing to do, like every other mitzvah. It's a nice to smile. It's a nice to be polite. B'cholit. Of a zug the chinuch and top ein test mitzvah says the chinuch. No, hold on a second. The chinuch learns pshat that the chelik of the mitzvah loshne b'simcha b'tuv leivo, that a chelik of the nesina, a chelik of the mitzvah is how you give it, and therefore we have over here a very unique mitzvah. Many mitzvahs you shake the lulav, you know how to blow a shofar, wonderful. Once you learned how to do it, you learned all the nanuim. You go this way, you go that way, you blow the shofar this way, you go that way, you learn the megillah this way. That once you know, it's finished for the rest of your life. You're carrying the mitzvah in the same way. Over here, when it comes to stocker, the three the chinuch and many mafoshim bring down the chinuch la'alocha le'maisa, is it's not enough just to give him the money, but the way you give him the money, the attitude that you have, the expressions on your face are not just a nice thing, but it's actually a chelik of the mitzvah. And if it's a chelik of the mitzvah, a person gets schar for that thing. I asked once with Basil Orbach, what do you do? You're walking on the street, you've got a £50 note on you, and someone comes up to you to ask for stocker. So I meant to go now giving him, you know, I meant to get £49.50 jiggling in my pocket over here. I'm not interested. So Basil Orbach once told me that Avadi Yom Mechoyev, and he actually bought me a tshuva in Salmas Chaim, for Basil Chaim Zonenfeld, that he held that Avadi the Oni has to find the change. But the chiv is you have to give him, even if you're going to be having all the change in your pocket. Because at the end of the day, said Rav Zil Poshet, he's only getting 50p. You're still left with £49.50. And therefore, Avadi Yom Mechoyev in such a case. What about during learning? During davening, come around during davening. What's the halacha during davening? So there's an interesting halacha that's brought down in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Seif and Derech Amunah that he writes, he brings the etzim. It's around as well, that if a person is oisik b'mitzvah, like every other mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. No, person's in the middle of davening. He's saying, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. And they come collecting money. I'm oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah means what? Put them in a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siman, Sadi Basic Gotten Lamed Vov, that people that go around collecting during tefillah, Shaloi Kedim Heim Oisin. Because through that, says the Mishnah Berurah, they're mevatel people from their kavana. And Rav Shlomo Zalman used to be famous, Rav Bozner Shevet Alevi as well. It's possible if a person in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, and by him going into his pocket, getting changed, this, that, and the other, he's possibly going to lose his whole train of thought to the Rabbani Shalom in the middle of davening. He's not mechuyev to give, and therefore you're not over on the Issa in such a case. Whereas, after, for example, let's say a person in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, right, so Beseder, let's talk about a case that he's actually listening to Pesukah de Zimra, or whatever it may be. That's another shmooze by itself. Let's say he is. Good. He's not oisik b'mitzvah in the same way that he was before, and therefore you haven't got the Mishnah Berurah l'chayra. In that case, you vaday should give something to the oni that comes around. I just want to finish with one last modig, a moshel, the moshel that the Chofetz Chaim brings, such a tremendous moshel. The Chofetz Chaim used to say as follows, famous moshel. The Chofetz Chaim said there was a farmer that had a big field, and he used to come once a month into the city to take all his produce, to take whatever it was, the wheat, the barley, the fruits, the vegetables that he had made, that he is busy with the whole month, takes it into the city, and off he goes and sells it. So he used to walk in with his wagon and his, you know, horse and cart full of all the bundles of all the things and the produce and the merchandise that he's got to sell. And he used to go to a certain place in the city, and this person used to make a cheshbon of how much he used to buy and how much he used to sell it for and how much he used to pay him. Now this farmer is a little bit of amoritz, had no idea maths and accounting and whatever it was, so he doesn't know what to do. How am I going to know how many bundles I take from my horse and cart and I put it into this fellow's storehouse in order to get the money? So they made the cheshbon very simple. They'll put a plate in the middle of the room, and this plate will have coins, and every single bundle that this farmer brings in to the city, to this person's merchandise warehouse, he'll take a coin from the warehouse, from the merchant's man, and he'll put it into the plate. This way at the end they'll count all of the coins, and when they count all of the coins they'll see, how many coins, that's how many bundles you put in, and now he will pay the farmer for whatever he was meant to be paid for. And during the time the farmer's watching these piles and piles of coins building and building, and he's all excited, and you know, when the guy over there, the warehouse manager, is walking out, so he quickly hops a few, puts them in his pocket, the next time he hops a few, puts them in his pocket, he's all excited to see all this money there. And the city man comes in, eventually says to him, "What are you? You're crazy, what are you doing? Through these coins is the only way that I can pay you. You're so excited, you're taking some coins now." Said the Chofetz Chaim, that's exactly the case when it comes to tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah is that a person feels, oh, the money is mine, I could do this, I could do that, it's so exciting. But you don't realize, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the ticket to Olam Haba. This is the ticket to a person's future in the next world, the Olam Voed, which should be Zoycha Be'ez HaShem, to Mekarim the mitzvah properly.